Schimmel has been Waukesha County's district attorney since 2006 and a county prosecutor since 1990. He says he decided to go to law school when he finished his BA in political science at UW-Milwaukee.
Because I had a political science degree in undergrad, and that left me two choices, to become a bartender or go to law school.
He says when he started law school, he envisioned himself joining a big law firm and making lots of money. But after interning in a prosecutor's office, his career plans changed.
And there I really found my love, which was really being able to do justice. As a prosecutor, you get to do what you believe is right.
He says for him, that means being able to decide whether or not to prosecute someone.
If the police refer them to you and you don't believe they're guilty, you don't have to prosecute them, and frankly, you shouldn't prosecute them. Because if you don't believe it, how on earth is a jury going to believe it?
Schimmel's been endorsed by more than half of the state's district attorneys and 50 county sheriffs, and his campaign ads tout his tough-on-crime record.
Brad Schimmel fights crime and won't back down when fighting for victims. From convicting a well-connected politician to putting a dirty cop behind bars for sexual assault, Brad Schimmel isn't afraid to take on the powerful to get justice. Brad Schimmel.
Over the past 2 months, Schimmel has rolled out a series of initiatives he promises to follow through on if elected. At the top of his list is more aggressive prosecution of heroin dealers who sell the drug for profit, as well as addicts who sell to support their habit.
If you're selling heroin to other people to support your own habit, you know what you're doing to other people. If you're distributing heroin to other people for any reason whatsoever, the end result's going to be prison.
Schimmel's opponent, Jefferson County DA Susan Happ, also promises to make tackling the heroin trade a top priority. But Schimmel says his two decades as a prosecutor makes him much better prepared to attack the problem than Happ, who's been a DA for only 6 years. Another big issue in the race is the role of the attorney general in defending state laws against constitutional challenges. Happ says she would not defend laws she believes are unconstitutional, like Wisconsin's gay marriage amendment.
We must defend the right for people to marry who they love, the right for people to vote, the right to work for equal pay, and the right to collectively bargain for a living wage. As Attorney General, I protect the values and the rights of all of our citizens. I'm a prosecutor, not a politician.
But Schimmel says an Attorney General's job is to defend the laws the legislature passes.
You're not in that position to make the policy decision or to exercise that discretion. That was the legislature's call. Your job as AG isn't to intercede with your own opinion.
With less than 2 weeks left before the election, the Marquette University poll of likely voters shows the two in a dead heat at 42%. But more than half of poll respondents said they don't know enough about either candidate to have an opinion. UW-Madison political scientist Barry Burden says those voters don't seem to be paying attention to the debates or the candidate websites to learn more about the candidates. He says that means negative ads may be the only way to sway the undecided.
Going after personal information is going to have a more, I think, immediate impact than something about policy or experience or those other kinds of criteria might.
Schimmel's campaign and the Republican Party have been running more attack ads recently, and voters might expect to see more from both candidates between now and November 4th. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.